The love story of Orpheus and Eurydice. In a world filled with music and magic, there lived a talented young man named Orpheus. Orpheus was no ordinary musician. He was the son of a muse, one of the goddesses of art and inspiration, and his music was so beautiful that it could make rivers pause, birds stop singing to listen, and even the trees sway to his melodies. Orpheus's lyre, a harp-like instrument, was his constant companion, and the music he played could touch the hearts of all who heard it. One day, while Orpheus was playing his lyre by a clear, sparkling stream, he met a lovely maiden named Eurydice. She was as kind as she was beautiful, and her laughter was like the tinkling of bells. It wasn't long before Orpheus and Eurydice fell deeply in love. Their love was pure and strong, and soon they decided to marry, promising to share their lives and dreams forever. A tragic twist. But their happiness was not to last. On the day of their wedding, as Eurydice danced joyfully through a meadow, she was bitten by a venomous snake hidden in the grass. The poison worked quickly, and Eurydice fell to the ground, lifeless. Orpheus was heartbroken, his world shattered by the loss of his beloved. His grief was so deep that the music he once played so joyfully now turned to the saddest melodies anyone had ever heard. Unable to bear the thought of living without Eurydice, Orpheus decided to do something no mortal had ever done before. He would travel to the underworld, the land of the dead, and bring her back. With his lyre in hand and his heart full of love and determination, Orpheus set off on his dangerous journey. The journey to the underworld. Orpheus's path to the underworld was not easy. He had to cross the dark and swirling river Styx, guided by the grim ferryman Charon, who usually carried only the souls of the dead. But Orpheus's music was so powerful that it softened the heart of Charon, who agreed to take him across. As he journeyed deeper into the shadowy underworld, Orpheus encountered Cerberus, the three-headed dog who guarded the gates. But even the fierce Cerberus was soothed by Orpheus's music, and he allowed the musician to pass. Finally, Orpheus stood before Hades, the stern god of the underworld, and his queen, Persephone. With tears in his eyes and his lyre in his hands, Orpheus played a song so full of sorrow and love that even the cold heart of Hades was moved. For the first time, the underworld itself seemed to weep, and the spirits paused in their endless wandering to listen. Hades, touched by Orpheus's devotion, agreed to let Eurydice return to the world of the living, but there was one condition. Orpheus must lead her out of the underworld without looking back at her until they both reached the surface. If he looked back too soon, Eurydice would be lost to him forever. The test of love. Overjoyed, Orpheus began the journey back to the world above, with Eurydice following closely behind. As they walked through the dark tunnels of the underworld, Orpheus could hear the soft sound of her footsteps, but he could not see her. The closer they came to the surface, the more his heart filled with doubt and fear. What if Hades had tricked him? What if Eurydice wasn't really there? Finally, just as they were about to step into the light of the living world, Orpheus could no longer bear the uncertainty. He turned around to see Eurydice just as she was reaching out to him, but it was too soon. As their eyes met, Eurydice began to fade like mist in the morning sun. With a final sorrowful look, she was pulled back into the shadows of the underworld, lost to Orpheus forever. The legacy of Orpheus. Heartbroken once again, Orpheus returned to the world above, but his music was never the same. He played songs of longing and loss, and his melodies echoed through the mountains and forests, touching the hearts of all who heard them. Even the gods wept for his sorrow. The story of Orpheus and Eurydice is a tale of love so deep that it reached beyond the boundaries of life and death. It reminds us that love is powerful, and that sometimes even the bravest hearts can falter. But it also teaches us that love leaves a lasting legacy, one that can inspire and move others long after we are gone. Orpheus's music, filled with the love he had for Eurydice, continued to resonate through the world, a reminder of the enduring power of love and the strength it gives us. even in the face of the greatest challenges.